Satan's, one of his tools for the believer is worry. Worry chokes out the word according to Matthew chapter 13, which the word of God has the ability to save us, has the ability, John 8, to free us. 1 Peter chapter 2 has the ability to grow us. Hebrews 5 has the ability to make us wise. Acts chapter 20 has the ability to build us up. Matthew 7, we are to build our lives on the foundation of God's word. God compares the individual who builds his life on the word of God to a wise man. He said, he who hears and acts upon it is compared to a wise man. He said, he who hears and does not act upon it is compared to a foolish man. And so we're all building our lives either as wise individuals or foolish. And that's why as we take the word of God, that the purpose of our mind is to love God. That's the goal of our mind, is to love God with our mind. And the only way we can do that is think on things that are true. Renew our minds. And when the thought comes, realize that the purpose of anxiety, the purpose of worry, is to divide my mind, distract my mind from devotion to Jesus Christ. The enemy comes and he brings a thought of worry to try and get you to think somehow it's all dependent upon you. Somehow God can't meet you in this stressful situation. Somehow his word is not relevant for you in this stressful situation. He comes to distract the mind. He comes to distort the character of God. He comes to try and disable the child of God from walking by faith through dividing the mind, through tempting us to sin against God by the sin of worry. Worry is a lie.